Five bells. Stand by all stations.
Attention, all districts. A five-alarm fire. Five bells. Move in immediately.
That's it. Let's roll.
Let's go. Fire fighters.
Presenting Firefighters, the true-to-life story of our unsung heroes who stand ready to ride by day or night against our most murderous enemy, the demon of fire. In a moment, we'll join Chief Cody and rookie fireman Tim Collins in the huge warehouse near the waterfront where they're faced with the problem of recapturing a group of rhesus monkeys. Their cages had broken in unloading, and their keeper, in panic, had called the Department Rescue Company to capture the monkeys swarming over the outside of the building. By playing streams of water on them, Chief Cody's men had managed to force them inside the warehouse and into waiting cages, that is, half of them. The rest of the monkeys are hiding in the warehouse. To accomplish the seemingly impossible task of smoking these out into the open, Chief Cody has called in the famous monkey man, Spider Jones, whom you'll meet right after this message. Let's go, firefighters! Let's listen to Chief Cody and rookie fireman Tim Collins as they stand inside the carefully guarded warehouse talking with the eccentric old circus man, that authority on monkeys, Spider Jones. Several firemen stand near the cages which contain half the creatures. The rest of the monkeys are still at large, lurking somewhere in the great cavernous warehouse. Tim is explaining to Spider Jones just how important it is to capture the missing monkeys.
You see, Spider, this shipment of rhesus monkeys is to be used in important experiments. Experiments that may help find a cure for a deadly disease.
And then the medical bigwigs are depending on us to snare these fellas, is that right?
Right, Spider. Catching the critters or not may mean the difference between success or failure of this important scientific experiment.
Well, so old Spider's job here may be a contribution to science, eh? What do you know?
That's just about the size of it. Now, what's your plan, Spider?
Yes, sir. We better get busy. We've wasted enough time as it is.
Well, seems to me there's only one way. Play on their sense of fear.
Oh, look, Spider, how do you play on a monkey's sense of fear?
Python, of course.
A who?
A python. Didn't you ever hear of a python, young feller?
You mean a huge snake?
Sure. When you come over to the zoo to get me, I fixed you to borrow one. Emergency, I told him. They'll send him over soon.
I hope you know what you're doing.
Nothing else in the world will pry those monkeys out of their hiding places, Chief. They hate and fear snakes like poison. They're scared now, and this is the only thing that'll make them scareder. They'll come out in the open chattering like human beings. Of course, if you're scared...
Don't be silly. If that's the only way, it's the only way.
Well, sure, it's... Well, I guess it's a good idea.
Risk your life every day of the week, and now you're nervous as kittens over a few little monkeys and one big old snake. I'll be a monkey's uncle if you ain't. Yes, sir, a monkey's uncle.
Spider, stop ribbing us and tell us what to do next.
Well, get those cages with the monks out, and then we'll have the place to ourselves.
Well, can the three of us handle this?
I reckon. We're going to get your men to pile bales and boxes till we have a big funnel from either wall narrowing down toward one end of the warehouse.
Not bad. When the monkeys come out, they'll be forced into this smaller space.
Sure. And no other place for them to go. Now, have your men hang one of your big nets over the end of our funnel, and if we're lucky, we'll nab those little fellers all in one fell swoop.
What about the big fella, the python?
Him? Well, we'll just thank him for his help and tell him to go away somewhere.
And with that, not another word could the chief or Tim get out of Spider Jones. Well, soon the firemen had arranged the boxes and crates in the warehouse in the shape of a giant V with a great net hung over the narrow end. The chattering monkeys in the cages were removed, and a moment later, a truck from the zoo backed into the huge doorway.
Hey, Spider, you're sure there's no chance of those monkeys slipping out while this door is open?
Nope, I already told you they're a darn sight more scared of us than we are of them.
Oh, I don't know about that, my good man. What's that truck doing here?
Hey, it's stopping. Man's getting out. Well, he's joining the firemen outside. Hey, who are you, if I may ask?
Don't get sore, Spider. He has a right to ask questions. This is Mr. Lang. He was keeper of those monkeys aboard ship.
So, you're the fellow who got all these poor little critters into this trouble.
I was under the impression that we were the ones who were in trouble. As for these confounded monkeys...
Now watch what you're saying, mister. Some of my best friends are monkeys.
Is this man crazy, Chief Cody?
Well, not exactly, Mr. Lang. Spider's an old friend of mine. He knows what he's doing.
Well, I know a thing or two about monkeys myself. It's hardly my fault that the cages were broken in unloading.
You know you gotta treat monkeys careful. You should have taken...
Careful? I sat up night and day with them, all the way from Calcutta, feeding them, watering them, and now...
The trouble with you, Mr. Lang, is you just don't like monkeys. Ain't that right?
Well, frankly, no, Mr. Spider. They're vicious, mean, and ungrateful.
Now, we need one more man to help us, Chief Cody. And I've just found him. Close that door, you man.
Yeah. As far as I can see, we're all set, Spider.
Thank you, Jim. You want to give me a hand with this chain on the back of the truck?
Huh? Oh, yeah, I see the back. That's down to form a ramp, huh?
Would one of you mind telling me what this has to do with recapturing those monkeys?
We got a friend of yours inside. Here, you want to take a peek?
A friend of mine?
Well, you got a lot in common. He don't like monkeys, and they don't like him.
It's all right, Mr. Lang. Step up, take a look.
Through this crack? Well, I can't see... Oh, good heavens, another... Snake?
A little baby python, Mr. Lang. No bigger round than you are. And what's the matter?
Let me out of here. Let me out, I say.
Now, wait a minute, Mr. Lang. Everything's under control. You can't go out now. Tim and Spider are ready to lower the back of that truck.
As an authority on monkeys, Mr. Lang, you ought to know that the best way to scare them out into the open is with a snake. Hey, where are you going?
I'm getting out of here. I'm getting out of here.
Look at him travel. I swear to goodness, I think he's going to climb that post just like a monkey. Now I feel a lot better. Never could stand a man who didn't like monkeys. Now, Chief, you and Private Collins get down to the other end now and stand ready with your net. I'll take care of this end myself.
All right, honey.
The Chief and Tim are frankly not a bit reluctant to obey and leave the snake to Spider Jones. Quickly, they take their place at the narrow end of the funnel, untying the ropes which will lower the net when the time comes.
Say, Chief, what do you think of that? He's let that ramp down and he's climbing right into the truck.
Don't worry. Spider knows what he's doing.
Yes, but good grief, look at the size of that python. And there he goes, slithering down the ramp onto the floor.
Tim, listen.
Yes, sir?
The monkey stopped chattering the minute they saw that snake.
Yes, sir. Maybe this scheme of Spider's will work.
Yeah. Looks like it might. You hear that?
Yes, sir. One of the monkeys. I can't see him, but I can hear him.
Look.
Huh?
Halfway down. There he is.
Oh, yes, sir.
And there's another. And another.
Yes, sir. The minute that snake came into view, they started popping out like Mexican jumping beans. Look, there's more of them.
You sure want to get away from that python?
Yeah.
Now stand by with that net.
Yes, sir.
We may get a chance to drop it. Yep, here they come, the whole gang.
Yes, sir. What?
Watch them now, men. They're ready with the net.
Okay, let him get a little nearer.
Yes, sir.
All right, down with the net.
Yeah, that does it, sir. Ah, we got every last one of them. Yeah, Spider knew that would bring him out. Well, we'd better get back to him now, sir, since we can't help.
Come on, son. Those monkeys are so tangled up in that net, they'll never get out.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Spider, do you need any help?
Well, I can't think of anything at the moment. Come on over and say hello to my friend.
Oh, you mean just walk up to that snake as close as you are? Isn't he dangerous?
Well, the monkeys thought so. That's the main thing. And so does Mr. Lang, sitting up there in the rafters.
But that python Spider, won't he get loose here in the warehouse? Make our problem worse than it was?
Well, our only problem is to get him back in the truck. I had the head keeper feed him a good meal before he left the zoo. I practically had to push him out of the truck.
You had to what?
Sure. That old snake hasn't got an interest in the world. But he left in peace and quiet to digest his dinner. Dangerous? Why, he's safe as a house right now. Of course, the monkeys didn't know that. And hey, what's the matter with you two? Oh, yeah. I forgot. Hey, you didn't either.
A couple of hours later, Chief Cody and Tim Collins are talking over their strange experience with the monkeys. A rescue job that looked for a while as though it had completely stumped the chief. But now that it's over, they can relax and have a good laugh.
Tim, I'll bet this is one day you'll never forget the day the monkeys got loose.
Yes, sir. When you said anything can happen in the fire service, you weren't fooling, were you?
Have you heard about Mishnowski? Is he still scratching, I wonder?
Oh, I just called him, sir. He says the doctor gave him a dusting like he was a mother hen. He's all right now.
Well, this little monkey experience just goes to prove to him There's a lighter side to everything, even firefighting.
Yes, sir. Good laugh is the answer to a lot of troubles. Just like water is the answer to putting out a fire.
I agree, Tim, but I'm afraid your example isn't a very good one.
Oh, what do you mean, sir, that water isn't the answer to a fire? I know in some cases, like electrical
fire... I'm talking about a plain, ordinary fire that has to be put out with water. And yet sometimes, it's the most dangerous thing you can use.
Well, that sounds impossible, sir.
Let me get that phone, and then I'll tell you what I mean.
Well, Chief Cody doesn't know it, but in a moment, it will be time for action, not talk. And yet, nothing could illustrate what he was saying better than what's ahead. You ask, how could it ever be dangerous to use plain ordinary water on a plain ordinary fire? Well, for the answer to that, be sure to join us for your next true-to-life episode of The Firefighters. Chief Bob Cody will be back with a word for you boys and girls right after the following message. Here's Chief Cody with a message for all firefighters. Chief Cody.
Here are three mighty important rules to remember about those extension cords you use in your home. An ordinary cord can be used for lamps and cold appliances. A specially insulated and fireproofed one is needed for heating appliances such as toasters, irons, and broilers. And a rubber-covered cord is necessary for motor-driven appliances. That is all. Till next time, this is Chief Cody saying, so long.
Fire Chief Cody and the young rookie fireman Tim Collins will be back on the same station the next time you hear...
That's it. Let's roll!
Let's go! Firefighters!
Firefighters is a copyrighted feature of William F. Holland Productions.